Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
All right, welcome back on this Thursday. Baltimore Bridge, I didn't talk much about it. We're watching it. It's kind of a toss-up how that goes. But Brother Drew reached out to me, which I have not responded to him yet, and shame on me for doing so, asking a question or had some concerns and some thoughts and just wanted to know my opinion on them. So I'm going to run through them, at least on mine. I know that early Tuesday morning, the Singapore flag cargo ship can be seen losing total power loss at least twice before it crashed into one of the supports at the bridge and the bridge going down. So the question is, Biden's response to it. Biden willing to float the bill, and Brother Drew was basically saying, this is a bridge that people are paying to go across. It's a state bridge, state run. They have their own monies allocated to them for infrastructure. So why do the U.S. people, why do the taxpayers have to float the bill for this one? And it's a pretty good question. I know that, I don't know if anybody follows him. It was definitely more popular to me, without a doubt. DC Drano confirmed that China compromised U.S. infrastructure via cyber attacks that include transportation. And this was brought to light a little bit before this accident happened. So we have had issues with China compromising entities across critical infrastructure sectors such as cyberspace, in cyberspace, including communications, energy, transportation, water, and wastewater in the United States and its United States territories. So does China have anything to do with Singapore's engines going down twice, happen to take out a bridge? It's a toss-up. Again, that's why I said I didn't really get all over it, because yeah, I could see it. I could see that. But I get a little bit cautious of going too far down a rabbit hole. And there's just a lot of effort that would have to go into that for that to be China with the ship and everything. And Joe Biden, on the other hand, in his chummy relationship with China, there's going to be something there. Glenn Beck also came out and did a pretty long explanation about Joe Biden and his misfits are saying that this is going to cause a problem for transportation and goods around the country. And basically, just like COVID, we're just going to have to suffer through it. And it is what it is. And it could have impacts for a long period of time because of this one collapsed bridge. I mean, that when you start adding everything up, it is suspect. Everything is definitely highly suspect at that point, just because, okay, so now we're going into a situation where all of the American people are going to be impacted by one bridge in the United States. The United States has allocated how many times over and over again trillions of dollars towards infrastructure that we have yet to see happen. Joe Biden and his people are more concerned with building charging stations for electric cars that don't even exist. Okay, and what I mean by don't exist is you're building all these different charging stations when there aren't even that many on the road. It's unnecessary. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars, not to mention everything that we're finding out about electric vehicles, how inefficient they are on tires and that their tires wear out faster. Electric vehicles' cost is terrible. There's heavy questions about battery life and what happens after you exceed the battery life, not to mention probably the one that's impacting everybody around you that nobody really talks about if you look into it. The electric vehicles are causing our insurance rates to go up. So we're all paying for it in one way or another. So he's wasting time on worrying about electric vehicles, and they're not taking care of areas of concern. I mean, of real concern. You mean to tell me that the one bridge gets knocked out and now the entire United States is going to suffer a supply chain issue? Don't you think that that bridge should be almost unbreakable, that we should have an emergency plan in place in case of the worst possible accident that could happen, like it did? And then when it does happen, again, Drew was wondering, well, why are we floating the bill on this? And I agree with him 100%. Why do the American people have to float the bill for Baltimore? It's a blue city that's probably bankrupt because they spend all their money on useless blue causes and more than likely robbing people. And they don't care about their towns, their cities, nothing. It's ridiculous. Is there more to it, or is everybody in cahoots? Are they working together? The 2024 election's coming up. I could sit here and probably make a pretty solid argument in a conspiracy type of a way that all of that is somehow bundled together because of what's coming in the future, except I don't do stuff like that. You know, I try to take things for what I see and know, and I go in from that. That is the direction I usually go in. Yeah, it sounds good. Could be. Don't know for sure. We certainly shouldn't be floating the bill for it. I can assure you of that. Joe Biden was very willing to throw the money at it. And it's probably for more reasons than one, and not just because it's an issue with supply chains. You know, he probably wants to look like a hero, like he's going to swoop in and save everybody because he's doing so bad in the polls right now. And he looks so bad because of Bidenomics. And he is pretty much trying to distance himself from that word anymore because most people see right through that, know that the economy is crap. But if he can come in and do anything that'll help him out, maybe that helps him for the 2024 election. It's hard to say. With government, look, you're going to listen to a number of people. I guarantee you're going to listen to podcasters that are going to tell you, or hosts or whatever, that they know for a fact. And they know the truth. I'd say the big difference between me and them is, I haven't talked to any of these people. I'm not behind the scenes. I don't listen to their phone calls. I don't read their emails. I couldn't tell you for certain. I could tell you what it looks like. I could certainly tell you what we do know, and I could tell you how things appear to be, but it doesn't mean that they actually are that way. And I don't want to be that person that leads people down a path that ultimately I'm leading you astray. You know, I am not 100% sure. I can say that what Joe Biden is doing is wrong, spending America's tax dollars. Is it a big conspiracy? I don't know. Is this going to be one of those moments that they're going to use this to benefit them and try to look like heroes? Or are they going to use it to benefit themselves somehow, some way for the 2024 election? That's yet to be seen. I know that it's a problem. I know that it's shocking. It's just like, and I don't remember all the details about this because, God, it was 6 months ago or more that I heard it. And to be honest with you, the last 6 months of my life seemed like a blur. We've been building a house and finally done and got the CO for the house. And I got to tell you, building a house is stressful. It is a lot of work. And the counties and everybody don't make it any easier on you. And when you're physically helping do the work, it takes a toll. But anyways, yeah, let me go back. About 6 months ago, we have these different power stations or power hubs across the United States. And if I remember correctly, there's and you can't quote me on this just because potentially I'm going to say something that I don't, my memory's not 100%, but it's some type of a reactor that once it's started, it can't be stopped. And this particular reactor, it basically, if you knock this one piece out, you could black the entire country out for at a minimum of 6 months. And why I say a minimum of 6 months is because the people that make this particular substation, whatever it may be, the people that make it are China. And so they have to pre-order it, and then you'd have to have them build it, and then they'd have to ship it. So at a minimum, if you're moving at a fast pace, it's going to be 6 months that you're blacked out of power. So here, where I'm going with this is, do you think we have any backups sitting around in a lot somewhere, in a safe storage facility, somewhere where it's being taken care of? Do you think that we're wasting or spending any money to get the technology to build these for ourselves so that we can have an abundance of them? And if one of them happens to go down, okay, everybody don't panic. We're going to be back up and running within a few hours or within 24 hours. Everybody's going to light right back up. You would think if we were half intelligent and the government actually gave a crap about what's going on, you would think that we'd have one of these in our back pocket, but of course we don't. And that's what it all came down to. Glenn Beck was talking to the guy that knows all about it, and they were going through everything. And at the end of the conversation, what it came down to was, after all of this and after the worry and the blackout, okay, do we have one in reserve? No, we don't. Of course not. And who makes it? China. Oh, great. And I'm sure they'll be really happy to help us out and not slow us down at all and just watch the chaos ensue. Can you imagine how chaotic the United States would be if all the power shut it off? All the people panicking, people that have no idea how to live without power. Yeah, my God, it'd be madness. You just watch us tear ourselves apart. It'd be like the apocalypse. It would not be good. I can assure you of that. It probably looks something similar to Philadelphia. I read a story over in the last day or so. And the story goes like this. A group of teens were seen, two teens were seen on video murdering an elderly Philadelphia man with a traffic cone. It's a graphic video. They do block out the elder that's being brutally attacked by these kids and ultimately killed by these kids. They set the kids free. Last month, the judge, Barbara McDermott, tossed the charges against the now 16-year-old boy. The teen girl was sentenced to 5 years with time served and released to released to house arrest. James Lampert's family calls the outcome a slap in the wrist. A slap on the wrist. Yeah, a slap on the wrist. It ain't even close to a slap on the wrist. I mean, it's the slap on the wrist. They didn't even get penalized for it. These kids end up killing this old person, laughing about it, and everybody thinks it's great, and you're beating this poor guy to death with a traffic cone. That's how tragic his life has to end. But that's what you get when you live in a democratic city, I guess. You get that type of violence where nobody's safe. And if you wonder, about the judge, yeah, the judge is a Democrat. Judge, from the picture anyways, I would say the judge, she looks like she's probably playing ball for the wrong team and probably wishes she was something she's not. But hey, let the kids go. No problem. 15 and 16-year-old boy and girl murdered this elderly, all caught on camera, chasing them down, laughing, hitting them. Everybody's having a great time except the poor old person that's trying to get away from them. And, the old person did a good job. They kept getting up. As bad of a beating as they took, kept getting up and trying to get away. It's a shame, man. I wish I didn't have to see it, and I wish it didn't end that way for that person. It's such a brutal way to end. But when you're in a democratic state and you're in a democratic-run city that's run by crazy radical leftists, communists, and socialists, this is what you get. If you're sick and tired of stuff like this, if you live in these areas and you see these horrifying things and you fear for yourself walking around, the smart move here is to look at how you vote and change the way you vote, because apparently the people you think that you vote for that you believe represent you actually don't represent you, because if they did, then they would represent law and order, and they don't represent law and order. If you did, they would respect the Constitution, and they don't respect the Constitution. If you did, they would love America, and they certainly don't love America. So you really need to think hard to yourself, should I be voting for these people anymore? Although I may not believe I'm part of the other side, maybe their policies are better for me and my family. Maybe their policies will help keep my streets safer so I don't have to worry that I'm going to suffer the same fate that this elderly person suffered for what? Just being in the wrong place at the wrong time? Wake up, America, because in these types of cities, if we keep going in this direction, we are going to lose.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner. Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.